Thank you, Sam. We'll hear from Sam again later. Our next batch of news items have a couple about Norwich City Football Club, no groans please, and one about Norfolk's own tennis champion. A much-loved primary teacher, football coach and Norwich City fan has died. Cameron Newark, who taught at Roughton Junior, Caister Junior and Caister Middle Schools, died on June the 16th. He was 78 years old. During his time in the classroom, Mr. Newark specialised in PE and was instrumental in ensuring primary children in the Great Yarmouth area played inter-school football. While at Caister Junior School in the 1970s, Mr. Newark taught a young Dale Gordon, who went on to play in midfield for Norwich City. Mr. Newark's daughter, Jane Penn, said, "He was so proud of his pupils' talents, especially when one special player, Dale Gordon, signed for Norwich City." Dale said Dad was a big influence on his career in the Norwich City FC publication, The Tales of the City Trilogy. And this meant so much to him. Mrs. Penn said despite her dad's severe asthma preventing him from playing football at a young age, he dedicated his weekends to nurturing primary school pupils on the pitch.
A brave little girl and her parents visited the Norfolk Accident and Rescue Service, NARS, base to thank those who had helped her after she broke her arm. NARS is Norfolk's life-saving emergency medical charity, which has been operating since 1970. Voluntary doctors, paramedics, nurses and first responders attend missions in the Norfolk community using enhanced clinical equipment and critical thinking that directly saves patients' lives. Critical care team Chris Neal and Alex Hatley had attended a 999 call to Ava, age 4, who had broken her arm, meaning a trip to the hospital. Steve Maddams, NARS First Responders Coordinator, said, "On the day Ava hurt herself, she was attended by WEAST crew Rosie Dodd-Jones and Alfie Bowles. Alfie also volunteers with NARS during his spare time, meaning he helps so many people who have found themselves in an accident. Ava was given a very special NARS teddy and the whole team got the chance to sign her cast." Steve said, "We love our patients and it reminds the team why we do what we do."
A Norwich City supporter who faced online abuse for giving his views on his beloved team says the support shown by fellow fans has changed his life. Nathan West of Ayrsham near Bungay was interviewed by the Pinken ahead of a home game to Millwall, which was shared online and viewed by 29 million people, leading to a series of hateful comments. But the football community rallied around the Clays employee, known as Westy, and went on to support his fundraising half marathon he is running on the October the 1st, which only had £500 in donations at the time. Within 4 days after the fundraiser was mass shared, it was on £50,000, with football fans and people from across the globe donating. It had reached over £59,000 as of Friday afternoon. Mr. West, who has just celebrated his 32nd birthday by catching up with family, says, "It has changed my life." In recognition of his fundraising, Norwich City Football Club has made Mr. West a community hero, and he will be presenting the match ball for the Leeds game on October the 21st.
One of the country's best-loved comedy characters is returning to his spiritual home in Norwich for a special event. Steve Coogan will be at Waterstones in Castle Street on Tuesday, October the 17th, from 6:30 p.m. in character as Alan Partridge, the tactless TV and radio presenter. Alan will be meeting fans and signing copies of his new book, Big Beacon at this one-off event. In this inspirational new memoir, Alan tells two stunning stories of triumph over mild adversity, somehow managing to rebuild both his TV career and an abandoned lighthouse in Kent. It is a ticket-only event and it costs £25 per person, including a copy of the book. The queue will be formed on a first-come, first-served basis, and there will be no opportunity to meet Alan without a ticket.
Norfolk's Alfie Hewitt overcame his doubles partner Gordon Reid 6-4, 6-3 to claim his fourth US Open men's single title and his eighth career Grand Slam singles title after the first ever All-British Grand Slam singles final in the Open era. Reid secured the early break in both sets of the title decider on Louis Armstrong Stadium Court, but Hewitt put together three games without reply to lead for the first time in an opening set during which there was very little between the players, who were both supported by the LTA's elite wheelchair programme. World number two, Hewitt from Cantley, opened a decisive 4-2 lead in the second set before wrapping up victory in the 41st career match between himself and Reid after an hour and 29 minutes. He said, "It's the stuff of dreams to be able to come here and play on a stadium court, and to be holding the trophy for a fourth time is something I'm very grateful for. Obviously, there's something I like about playing in New York. I can't quite put my finger on it, but I'm doing all right here."
Well, we've now reached the end of part one. Sarah and John will follow on with part two with more news, two more features and information desk. So Ruth and I will say goodbye for this week and hope you enjoy the rest of your listening.
Goodbye.